Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. Your girl Sienna Cruz here, ready to dive into something super important today. Managing anger and aggression. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions, especially when things don't go your way? You know that feeling, the fiery rage bubbling up inside, making you want to scream into the void or unleash a verbal tirade that would make even Captain Ahab blush? Trust me, I've been there. But here's the good news. Anger is manageable. It doesn't have to control your life, relationships, or career. Think of it like this: we all have these fiery emotions inside us. They are a part of being human. But it's how we channel that fire that makes all the difference. We can choose to let it burn us down or become a powerful force for change and growth. So buckle up, my friends, because today we're breaking down some seriously effective strategies to help you tame your inner beast and live a more peaceful, fulfilling life. Let's get real. First things first, awareness is key. You gotta know your triggers, those pesky little situations for people that set you off faster than a jalapeno in a chili cook-off. Are you always losing it when someone cuts you off in traffic? Do certain conversations with specific individuals send you into a rage vortex? Once you identify your triggers, you can start to create strategies to avoid them or handle them more effectively. Next up, deep breaths. Sounds cliche, but trust me on this one. When you feel anger rising, take a few deep, calming breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat until you feel your heart rate slowing down and your mind calming. This simple technique can literally shift your entire emotional state in seconds. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your anger meter. Now, let's talk about communication, the super part we often underestimate. When you're feeling angry, it's crucial to express your feelings assertively but respectfully. Avoid accusatory language and focus on stating your needs and boundaries clearly. Remember, communication is a two-way street. Listen actively to the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Here's another game changer: physical activity. Exercise has been proven to be a fantastic stress reliever and anger management tool. When you move your body, you release endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that can literally lift your mood and reduce feelings of anger. So lace up those sneakers, hit the gym, go for a run, or dance like nobody's watching. And finally, remember to practice self-care. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul: meditation, yoga, spending time in nature, reading, listening to music, whatever brings you joy and helps you recharge. When you're taking care of yourself, you're better equipped to handle life's challenges with grace and resilience. Let me tell you a story. Just last week, I was caught in rush hour traffic, which, as you know, is basically a pressure cooker for human emotions. A driver cut me off, and my immediate reaction? You guessed it, road rage. My heart started racing, my blood pressure surged, and I even muttered a few choice words under my breath. But then I took a deep breath, remember that trick? Focused on the calming music playing in my car and reminded myself to let go of the situation. I realized that getting angry wasn't going to solve anything, it was just going to waste my precious energy and add stress to an already stressful situation. See? It's all about those conscious choices. We can choose to react or respond. Responding with awareness, calmness, and kindness is always the winning strategy. So remember, managing anger and aggression isn't about suppressing your feelings, but rather learning to channel them in a healthy and constructive way. By becoming more aware of your triggers, practicing deep breathing exercises, communicating assertively, engaging in physical activity, and prioritizing self-care, you can create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. All right, my brilliant listeners, now go out there and unleash your inner peace warrior. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media using #DopamineDamageControl. Until next time, stay focused, stay positive, and keep slaying those dopamine dragons.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.